The year 1898 on our virtual tour brings us to the major town of Thurles in County Tipperary, with its distinctive church and spire in the middle of the town. And we pray for those who worship there, who have creative ideas for its development. It's a place where it's very important for the distinctive contribution of the Church of Ireland to be a major town, seat of the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Cashel, and so there's a necessary, appropriate preoccupation with good, creative interchurch relations. It's also so connected with the GAA historically. And we thought about the IRFU a lot in another reflection earlier. And this is a time to pray for all involved in sport and include those involved in the GAA. And remember indeed their great tradition of voluntary service and all they've done to help in an organised way with the practical needs, particularly of older or isolated people during the pandemic. 1898 was a significant year in Irish governance. It was the year of the Local Government Ireland Act, which really set up local authorities more or less as we know them. It was the view of the then Westminster government that home rule needed to be killed. Obviously, it wasn't a successful view in the long term, but the two Gladstonian attempts at home rule in the 1880s and early 1890s had failed decisively in Parliament. And the idea, therefore, was perhaps to kill home rule with the kindness of giving the Irish local authorities, albeit with pretty limited powers, because Ireland has always been a very centralised country in terms of the micromanagement of government. Anyway, it was from 1898 that our present county councils and other local authorities derive well ahead of independence, and often a more republican voice began to emerge through the county councils, well ahead of the strengthening of the independence cause. And in some ways, the local authorities were ahead of, in terms of reading the mood, some of the parliamentarians of the Irish Parliamentary Party at Westminster, who continued into the 20th century to seek more home rule alternative. It's interesting that in 1898, and this is certainly a first, women were allowed a very limited involvement in the membership of local authorities. They could sit, for example, on a town commission, which had very limited powers indeed, but not an actual county council. Now, although Ireland is a very centralised country, to this day, county councillors matter in terms of their decisions, their ability to get things done, the way they need to be known to their constituents and are often exhausted by them. We've had a number of people in the diocese who are involved in county councils. And of course, there are all the day-to-day issues of planning and all of that. County councillors, as is inevitable in a world of village pump politics, they continue to be mixtures, often at one and the same time, of respect and sometimes good-natured fun, which keeps them rather in perspective. Those who are older like myself will remember the portrayal of Irish governance through the lens of Hall's Pictorial Weekly, when everything was kind of reduced to the deliberations of the Ballymagash Urban Council, presided over by a caricature of the Taoiseach of the day, who was always referred to as the Minister for Hardship. Many great political ladders start in the county councils, and others give a lifetime of service to them in themselves. And perhaps the value of service on the local authority has been emphasised by, in more recent years, the abolition of double jobbing. So one can't be on a local authority and involved in central government at the same time. So who in Ireland can say that county councils, the legacy of the 1898 Act, are not part of their everyday lives? After all over the diocese, when we drive round the roads and look at signs commanding this compliance and that avoidance, we look at signs which put up notices of what is required of us by the local authority of the area, followed by the ominous and powerful words, by order.